Good morning and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio broadcast of Moilili Honganji Mission. Moilili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Our resident minister, Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani, and our members invite you to join us for temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.moiliilihonganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Roy Abe in memory of Shichiro and Kikue Abe. Our speaker this morning is Mrs. Joanne Yosemori, Board Trustee of the Pacific Buddhist Academy. Good morning, Mrs. Yosemori.
Good morning. Thank you for letting me be a part of your precious Saturday. Today, I'd like to share with all of you a gift that I received in my role as a new trustee for the Pacific Buddhist Academy, or as it's known by its shortened name, PBA. But for those of you who are not familiar with the school, permit me first to share with you some general facts about it. PBA is the first and only Jodo Shinshu Buddhist High School in the Western Hemisphere. It's a co-educational college preparatory accredited school located in Honolulu on the island of Oahu. It has an impressive 100% college acceptance rate for all of its graduates since its founding in 2003. Its mission is to prepare students for college through academic excellence, to enrich their lives with Buddhist values, and to develop their courage to nurture peace. For me, PBA is distinctive, different from other schools, because they encourage all students, teachers, and staff to use the six paramitas or perfections as principles to help guide their everyday situations. In the Buddhist tradition, these paramitas are, I guess you would call them, expressions of gratitude for the compassionate guidance we constantly receive. So what are they? First, there is dana, selfless giving. Second is sila, virtue and discipline. Third is virya, which is effort or diligence. Fourth is kshanti, patience, perseverance. Fifth is dhyana, which is concentration or meditation. And the sixth, prajna, wisdom. I know this all sounds so aspirational, but I saw real-life application of these paramitas at PBA's recent commencement ceremony. But before I talk about that day, this is the part of the talk where I share with you the valuable gift I received from them, and that is hope. What? I ask for your usage of paramita kshanti, patience, as I show you how that is received through this real-life experience. On May 6, PBA's largest graduating class to date, 26 high school seniors participated in their commencement ceremony surrounded by their family, friends, teachers, and PBA staff at the beautiful outdoor venue of the iconic Waikiki Shell. Close your eyes for a moment and picture being at the shell when an overcast sky, people fanning themselves with a paper program, trying to keep cool in the humid and still air. I was worried that it would rain, but as I sat in the audience and heard the familiar melody of the pomp and circumstance march and watched the students proudly walk to the stage in their caps and gowns, all of my thoughts of the weather shifted to that undeniable energy of pride that I could feel, not just from the students, but from everyone in attendance there. I was so happy for them. I felt like screaming, "You did it!" Because really, in these past 2 years, it's been hard. It's been tough. And making it through what could be a person's most tumultuous time of personal development, in addition to keeping up with the academic rigor for a future that is not 100% clear in terms of post-high school in-person learning, was more than likely difficult and probably exhausting for them. But there was no sign of defeat or anger or even fear. Instead, I was inspired by what I heard and saw. PBA's valedictorian, Naho Umitani, who coincidentally is Mo'ili Ilihonganji's very own, said in her speech to her fellow graduates, "Remember these four noble truths. First, life is bittersweet. Second, I am the problem and the solution. Third, do your best. Don't give up. And fourth, go step by step." And they indeed didn't give up, nor did their PBA community. The paramitas were exemplified in the giving, diligence, and wisdom of their teachers on stage being present for their students, in the behind-the-scenes concentration of staff members ensuring this memorable ceremony, patience in the eyes of family members who supported their journey, and really discipline on the part of the students to achieve this milestone. When each student received their diploma from Bishop Matsumoto, I noticed that around their neck was a shikisho, an embroidered cloth stole. I later learned that the PBA shikisho symbolizes the students' continuing commitment to demonstrating Buddhist values in their adult lives. Students of all faiths and religions are accepted at PBA. My dad, the late Reverend Chikai Yoshimori, who was one of the founders of PBA, said that the Buddhist way is not to convert, but to naturally convey it by the way we live. So being part of a Buddhist Sangha and learning Buddhist values will enable the students to be the best person of themselves in whatever faith or religion they choose in life. If you've never been to a PBA graduation, I encourage you to attend. Because even if you don't know a single student, by the end of the ceremony, you will know each graduate well enough to want to give them a lei and wish them well in their life journey. A big reason why you'll feel this way is because the head of school, Josh Hernandez Morris, continues the tradition started by PBA's first head of school, Piper Toyama, of giving each individual graduate a custom message and words of wisdom and guidance, fully acknowledging these students' personalities, including their strengths and their challenges. And even though this year's graduating class was the largest they have ever had, their head of school did not take away any less attention than what is gifted to each of them. I noticed how attentively quiet the audience became, and how proud and happy a graduate stood when receiving their message written just for them, for that unrepeatable moment that will never be forgotten. That's when it was reinforced to me why this school is so special and so important. Well, honestly, the moment that always gets to me, that always makes my eyes well up with tears, is when the graduate's family joins them on the stage and is presented a lei by their graduate in gratitude. For some of them, it's a gesture of comfortability and ease. For others, it might be the first time that such a gesture was ever done. A son awkwardly hugging his mom, a sister fist bumping her younger brother, a son reaching out to shake his dad's hand but split-secondly deciding to hug him instead, a daughter kissing her dad on the cheek, a grandson carefully laying his tearfully happy grandmother. Usually no words are exchanged, but that single action is so powerful and always teaches me, the observer, about the depth of the nature of relationships between human beings, an act of gratitude that will last such a long time. And so at the conclusion of the ceremony, the clouds that covered the sky earlier were no longer. The cool breeze could be felt and the tones of that beautiful amber sunset could be seen. They were these natural symbols in place as if to remind me of the changing nature of our lives. There is often a great chance of allowing an overcast of pessimism to dominate our thinking. Every day we hear reports of violence and crime, along with greater incidents of discrimination and sadly, pure ignorance. But I am sincerely comforted and inspired to be part of something that continues our compassion and hope in humanity, because I know that one day I will be treated by that PBA-educated doctor or nurse, or enjoy art created by that PBA-educated artist, or have family members taught by that PBA-educated teacher, follow laws created by that PBA-educated legislator, or sustain my faith through that PBA-educated minister, because they are beings who understand Buddhist values. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all of you who support or have supported PBA. You have my sincere gratitude. So as you spend the rest of your day, please enjoy this gift of hope that I shared with you. And remember, as guided by PBA's sage valedictorian, life is bittersweet, but you are your problem and your solution. Do your best, don't give up, and go step by step. Thank you for listening. I will close this talk by asking you to please join me in these last few moments by placing your hands together and expressing your tradition of gratitude as I share with you mine. Namo Amida Butsu.
Thank you, Mrs. Yoshimori, for your Dharma message. To listen to this message again, please check our website at www.moiliilihonganji.org. Here are some announcements. Tomorrow, Sunday, May 29th, the speaker at our 9 a.m. Memorial Day service will be Mr. Wayne Nishida of Wailuku Honganji. Moilili Honganji's Bon Dance is coming July 2nd from 5 to 10 p.m. at the Old Varsity Theater parking lot. To get ready for this event, Bon Dance practice will be held June 6th, 13th, and 20th, Monday evenings from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. in the preschool parking lot. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, Mr. and Mrs. Roy Abe, and our speaker, Mrs. Joanne Yoshimori. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Dr. George Tanabe of the University of Hawaii. Namo Amida Butsu.